Hello, I'm Michelle Fowler, your host for this NASA Spitzer Space Telescope podcast, part of a series highlighting recent results in infrared astronomy. Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's a strange thing to think of, even in terms of galaxies. But recently, a team of astronomers using the Spitzer Space Telescope discovered giant clouds of smoky organic dust around an active galaxy. These were really not expected, and today we're going to talk with Dr. George Helou at the Spitzer Science Center. Dr. Helou is actually working with a team of astronomers led by Chad Engelbrecht, trying to figure out what the significance of these clouds really is. To see the image we'll be discussing, you can visit the website www.spitzer.caltech.edu or view the album art for this podcast. George, thank you so much for being here today. To begin with, what sort of a galaxy is M82?
M82 is the archetypal starburst galaxy. What that means is that it has a very intense episode of star formation going on right now in its center. It has very high density material that is turning into stars at a very high rate, so high that it cannot be sustained for a very long time, and it emits most of its energy in the infrared.
And infrared is particularly useful because these stars are still embedded in big dust clouds?
That's exactly what's going on. This starburst can only proceed with this intensity because there is a lot of material at high density that is still pouring in some cases, and therefore the star formation itself is heavily shrouded behind this dust. However, for this particular paper, the real story is not so much in the center of the starburst, but in the halo surrounding the galaxy.
When you say halo, what do you mean?
This object, M82, like most star-forming galaxies, has a disk. You know, a flat, pancake-shaped, roughly circular thing. In this case, we're seeing it just about edge-on. When we say halo, what we mean is, if you imagine a sphere that wraps around this disk, that's what we call the halo.
Now, what was particularly surprising about your observations of the halo? What weren't you expecting?
We were not expecting to see so much dust extending so far out of the halo, 20,000 light years or so. In fact, that's
wow.
The sphere I just described is pretty much the size of the disk, and it's very unusual for us to see material such as dust this high in the halo. Not only that, but it's pretty bright. In fact, about one third of the total emission in dust from this galaxy comes from outside of the disk. So that's the big surprise.
So there's so much dust out there around this galaxy in a giant halo. How did that dust get there, do you think?
Well, that's one of the mysteries that we try to address in the paper. One possibility is that this is material that was ejected by the superwind and is maybe now falling back in. We don't favor that hypothesis. Another hypothesis is that this is from infall due to interaction with the other galaxy, M81, in this group. We know there's a lot of material floating in between these two galaxies, and it's conceivable that this is the result of some of that infall. It's also possible, in fact, we favor the hypothesis that this is material that has emerged from the rest of the plane of this galaxy, from the disk, that over a past episode of star formation, which was more distributed over the whole disk, that there was so much energetic generation of wind that this material was levitated from everywhere in the disk. So this is almost like a boil the ocean scenario where you have star formation going on in the whole disk, and that's causing material to rise from the disk everywhere, to bubble up and boil off and populate the halo.
So there's this giant dust cloud around M82. What is the significance of this dust for the way a galaxy works, the way stars form? What is the scientific significance of this discovery?
This is still unique in the sense that this is the first time we have actually seen this kind of halo. You can approach from one of two angles. One, you can ask, how did it get there? And the other one is you can ask, where is it going? How it gets there, I alluded to earlier as a combination of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where it goes from here is actually interesting because we have pretty good evidence that it's probably expanding, and it is not unlikely that this material will end up in the intergalactic medium and mix with other material to form new galaxies. Now, this particular mechanism is one which we hypothesize must have happened quite a bit early in the universe. But this is the first time we see dust particles, in particular ones which have this molecular structure of the aromatic compounds that do this. Why is this important? It's because you have now material which is ready-made to cool new gas clouds into forming galaxies.
Mm.
And this is very encouraging because it says that from early on in the universe, first time you get a starburst, you will see the intergalactic medium not just with heavy atoms, but also with dust particles, which cool very effectively these new forming galaxies.
It's pretty amazing because I always thought that the atoms in my body must have come from a star in the Milky Way galaxy. But you're saying that there's a possibility, actually, that in the early universe, my atoms went on a much longer journey. They might have actually originated in another galaxy that had been blown out by one of these winds?
Yes. Again, what's amazing is that now we're seeing chemical compounds being tossed out of galaxies back into the intergalactic.
In fact, they're organic compounds, aren't they?
They certainly are organic compounds.
Wow.
These aromatic molecules are pretty complex structures, which are usually associated with organic chemistry.
So how long have you been studying galaxies?
Let me see. Galaxies were part of my PhD thesis, so that was a number of years ago, which I will not reveal.
Where was that? Where did you go to school?
This was at Cornell University, upstate New York. I came to Caltech to work on the IRAS satellite, and then I worked on a number of other satellites, and Spitzer has been the most exciting thing, and all the time I've been working in infrared astronomy.
Today we've been speaking with George Helou from the Spitzer Science Center about some of the amazing findings that Spitzer is coming across for galaxies. To find out more about this topic, make sure to visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. This podcast is produced by the Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, also in Pasadena. For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Michelle Thaler. Thanks for listening.